the Senate of the Associated Students order on Wednesday, October 5th at 5:33 p.m. in the Riedel Adams Senate Chambers on the third floor of the Joe Cotty Student Union. Let's move to agenda item two, Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moving into agenda item three, roll call.
Speaker Texera.
Present.
Senator Berrigan.
Tardy excuse is on the way.
Okay. Senator Blair.
Present.
Senator Bond.
Present.
Senator Bradley.
Present.
Senator Tu.
Present.
Senator Cook.
Present.
Senator Crooks.
Present.
Senator Coopy.
Present.
Senator Duvall.
Present.
Senator Eschenbaugh.
Present.
Senator Fang.
Present.
Senator Green.
Present.
Senator Henderson.
Present.
Senator H. Jackson.
Present.
Senator T. Jackson.
Present.
Senator Jacoby.
Present.
Senator Jordan.
Present.
Senator Kohler.
Present.
Senator Macabalu.
Present.
Senator Smith.
Present.
Senator Yerkety.
Present.
Okay, quorum is present.
All right, moving into agenda item four, adoption of minutes. I'm seeking a motion to approve. Senator Jackson.
I move to approve the minutes from September 14th, 2016 and September 21st, 2016 by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
The 21st, not here.
All right.
So you can.
Senator Kirby.
I move to reconsider the previous motion to unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, that motion carries. Senator Griffey.
I move to amend the motion to state that the minutes from September 14th, 2016 be approved and the approval of the minutes for September 21st, 2016 be tabled to unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Moving into agenda item five, public comment.
Hey everyone, so we are Fresh Fire and we just came to introduce ourselves. I'm Cece, PR manager.
Hi, my name is Edgar Gross, the Deputy Editor.
And we're just going to pass them out. We're the Literary and Arts Journal and we have our submission deadline coming up on October 14th. So if you know anyone who does photography, poetry, send them to our website, unrfreshfire.org. And if you have any questions, we have to answer them.
Are there any questions for them? All right, thank you. Cool. Is there any further public comment? Amy?
Yeah. Senator Green asked me to come to the meeting today. If you guys had any questions around gift books, I'd be happy to do a larger presentation if you needed to, but maybe this will help give me an idea of the questions that are out there and kind of gather it and come back or whatever you guys want to kind of recommend and do.
Senator Kirby?
Yeah, so my main question, how is it going to work once it's up for leaders of other organizations to create events or to like have other events approved that aren't already on GivePulse? So my main issue being that of the hours currently logged, I know that the vast majority of hours that I've already done weren't in GivePulse just because the event organizer hadn't either heard of it or just wasn't using it.
Mm-hmm.
So stuff like, even things that were on campus, like most recently the JDRF block wasn't on GivePulse,
mm-hmm.
but there were dozens of students from the university at the event. How is that going to be tracked in the future, or is there going to be a way to retroactively track those hours?
Yeah, so I think that's a twofold question. One of them is that we need to get more people on it, right? More community partners. So right now, there's about 35 approved community partners in that area. So one, we need to expand. So two, we need to find those people and get them sort of into the mix, right? So that's one. Two is, yes, I think there would be a way, but we'd have to figure out how to work with that event organizer to approve those hours. Because there's no way, at this point, we can verify those hours. So if they can provide a list and we can work with those partners, the way that I look at it is that it's a way to start a conversation with hopefully new people that we don't have on the system. And remember, this is a new system, so we're definitely still working out the kinks. But right now, we have sort of like the step-by-step process that's going to go up on the Center for Student Engagement website of like, if you're a community partner, here's the steps you need to do in order to be an affiliate in the system. So So, you know, I did two site visits last week, and I have two coming. So we're trying to do them as fast as we can, because they cannot be an approved partner with the university until I have a site visit done. So to answer your question, I think so. It's just going to be, it's definitely going to be a task getting there.
Senator Kirby?
So my only follow-up to that would be, for fraternity sorority life on campus, the events that they're holding or volunteering service that they're doing, how is that going to be tracked? If it's an event that they're putting on and their members are still providing service, or they just go to Kiwanis or something, but it's, or as a better example, is their partner, but another organization
yes,
that isn't a partner,
yeah.
How would that be tracked? Is there going to be any, I guess, oversight by the organizations in fraternity sorority life or something like Key Club that's doing a lot? How can those hours be counted?
Yeah, so in particular, if you're talking about Greek Life and you talk about Res Life, those are two great examples of large organizations that are in the system. And when the initially, over the summer, the thought was that, let's say fraternity sorority life, that Megan and Pepper would sort of funnel all of those. That's a lot of organizations to approve hours for and impacts for. And so we're in conversations with her of, hey, let's figure out how we can sort of designate that down to each group so that they can improve their own impacts. Because we even saw that if we use that dorm storm where there was a lot of volunteers, and they're still working on verifying those impacts. So we're learning things as we go, you know. So the conversations we're going to have with Megan and with that leadership is, hey, why don't you guys be in charge of your own subgroups within the system? So that's one thing that we're going to look at doing. And two, what was your other question? If they're not approved partners, we want to get them approved.
Yeah.
We want to get them approved. So, I mean, our hope is in a year from now we have 200 plus people in there, but it's just going to take a little bit of time.
Are there any further questions for Amy? Thank you so much.
Yeah, and I'm happy to answer any questions at any time. Come by my office, or I can come back, whatever you guys kind of prefer.
So she also bought shirts for people who signed up for the subgroup online. They're right there back in the corner, so there's a bunch of different sizes, so make sure you grab those on your way out.
Yeah.
Director Wong.
If we talk to community members, different partners out there that want to get involved with Impulse, do we send them your way? Or?
Yeah, you can. We can be the first contact. So, like the one that I copied you on, the Reno High School booster one. So, we actually just finished out some language today to go on the website. So, my hope is too, we'll have them captured there. That's the step one, is they fill out an interest form. Step two is then I conduct a site visit, and then three, they're good to go. So, they get do a training on Give Pulse. So, yeah, send
them
to me.
Director B.
Yeah, a couple quick things.
Oh, do you have a question for him?
Oh, no, I don't.
Okay, thanks. Can you, if the shirts are left over, can you just take them into the desk? Okay, thank you.
All right, Director Beatty.
Good to see everyone. We're in the middle of midterms, halfway through the semester. A little bit stressful, probably tests happening. A couple of things, I guess Dennis will probably address the volunteer opportunities that are happening this week in his report, I would imagine. So I'll skip that. I'll ask a question. Can someone give me some words that come to mind when they think of homecoming? March from the Arch.
Alumni.
Slope.
Pack Pride.
Pack Pride. Football. What else? What else encompasses homecoming?
Community.
It's a great word for homecoming. Right? So traditionally, what was homecoming? It was the game you celebrated when your team came back, right? They'd been on the road, and it was their first home game. So it was the coming together of the students, seeing each other with their football, hockey, whatever team it was, depending where you were. I'm Canadian, so it was hockey. You're coming back to play. And so it was a celebration of community. Last year, we ran some instances where it didn't feel like community. It felt like homecoming and kind of lost its meaning. And more importantly, I'm talking about the people competing for homecoming, right? The teams that compete. We had some behavior that you just really don't want to see on a college campus. I understand that people get really intent on wanting to win, right? But if it's about bringing people together, being community, we shouldn't see organizations at events that the Associated Students are putting on, the government's putting on for people, telling people and stuff like that. You're all involved in organizations. this year at the pageant, I believe, is Monday. Austin's going to set the tone, and that this needs to be an event that's in good spirits. The programming board works hard on these events, and I know I'm preaching to the choir when I'm talking to y'all. They put in a lot of hours. They're here late at night. Last year, they were here weighing clothes until 4 in the morning, right? It's not easy, and it's kind of stressful. And what I'd like to encourage you as student officers is to help set that tone moving forward, to talk to your organizations about behavior. It's always one or two bad apples, right, that are within an organization that make the entire organization look bad. So this year there's going to be, I think, the programming board put together some stuff. There are going to be some consequences for teams that behave in this manner. It hasn't been decided, I'm sure, but they'll either be eliminated from homecoming this year or they'll be eliminated from homecoming next year. I would want to be the person involved in an organization that got my organization banned from homecoming next year. So that makes for a very long rest of the year for me as an individual. I'm not sure how it's going to happen. I'm just going to ask you guys to help. I was just looking through different things online, and I was reading this news article that someone wrote, and they wrote that it seems like homecoming has lost its true meaning. And there was a quote that I thought was pretty good. It said, "This is what I think the true meaning of homecoming is. It's about remembering good times with good people. It's about celebrating that past and present. It's about coming home, and it's about school spirit." So I think as student officers, if you can all walk into homecoming with that attitude, it's going to set a really good example for all of the people in your organizations. I think they've done a really good job planning stuff this year. Like, the details are kind of worked out. There's a really cool event day that's got a pretty cool theme to it. So I'm just hoping you would embrace that attitude walking in and help curb anything you see at any of the events to the opposite. We'll be talking to the team leaders about the same thing. And the other thing is, you're all student government officers, and you're all friends with programmers. I need you not to be friends with programmers 2 weeks from now. It's homecoming. Everybody's eyes are watching to see if they think you're garnering favor with that programming board to get extra points, to disqualify people, or whatever. I wouldn't be texting the programmers late at night. I wouldn't be asking them to change anything that doesn't suit your organization, because all the other teams are going to be watching you, and they're going to be looking to see if there's any collusion going on. So I would ask as student officers that you don't put your programming board in that position. Other than that, I will be looking for the interns right now that still haven't been put through. I'll be doing great checks and sending them to Sebastian during the Senate meeting. So if I seem a little distracted and you ask me a question, that's what I'm doing. I'm not Facebooking. And I think that's about it right now. So any questions about homecoming? It's a big thing. You'll see the programmers will kind of be cranky that week too. It's just a lack of sleep and a lot of worry about throwing the best events they can.
Is there any further public comment? Please let the record show that Louise Berrigan entered the room at 5:35. All right, moving into agenda item 6, the resignation of Grace Miller. Dear Director Charles, I'm writing this letter as my official resignation from the position as the Director of Legislative Affairs. Unfortunately, my current schedule has not allowed me to provide the assistance the department and you necessitate. In order to refrain from inhibiting the department, I would rather step aside so you have an assistant director who has the availability the department requires. I apologize for any inconvenience this causes you, and I wish the department and you the best in your future endeavors. Best regards, Grace Miller. Moving to agenda item 7A, President of the Associated Students Branch.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Hello, everyone. Kind of a shorter one this week. I have finally met with the president and a bunch of different stakeholders regarding the statute project. I've been waiting for that meeting since mid-July, so things are looking really good with that. Facilities has actually already been in contact with someone to design the statue or water feature, whatever they want to put in the roundabout. So we're going to be seeing designs with that in the next 2 weeks or so. That's a bigger project than AMCUN. That's going to be something that John Carruthers is going to actually have to fundraise for. They're estimating a price of about $500,000 for that, so potentially, if it happens. So in addition to that, we also discussed the block-in idea. It has yet to die, and they're actually... Facilities has gone around campus and found possible locations for it, and the next step with that is going to be finding a design that works for the university. Next up, the Ward 3 cleanup. Thank you to Director Rojas and Senator Duval for showing up for that event. Oscar Delgado constantly supports the stuff ASU does, so it's nice to reciprocate that once in a while for him. And the cleanup was actually a great event, and it was actually on GivePulse too, which was pretty cool. The Student Peer Review Committee, myself and Chair Senator Fang, sat on that committee last week. Basically, about four biology classes requested additional funds for equipment, and the committee's purpose was to basically recommend favorably the requests, and every single one that came to the board was very well prepared, so all of them got approved with that one. PAC Internship Grant Program, Vice President Springmeyer and I will be meeting with Elizabeth this Friday to discuss the marketing plan for it. Vice President Springmeyer has been working on all the marketing materials and stuff like that. For those of you that don't know, applications are available through the end of October, as of last week. So please push that out to your constituents. That program is huge, and we really want to break the 1,000 applicant threshold this year. Food Services Committee meeting, myself and Speaker Texera went to that this morning. Basically talked about how the people that work for food services really rely on student feedback for every decision they make, and they've made multiple efforts to try and get more student feedback. One thing that Speaker Texera suggested and they seemed in favor of was possibly a forum for students to discuss the food options on campus, what they like, what they don't like. And I was going to see if university affairs would be interested in putting that project on or someone taking it on. Is that something you want, Senator Bradley?
Yeah. Cool.
Basically, we wanted to model it after the parking forum we did last year with Mark Johnson. That's the idea I kind of have, Senator Bradley.
So this goes beyond just like the
It's food as a whole, because they showed us the idea for the new engineering building and they said, what would you like to put in there for food? And we were like, well, we don't know, but if we did a forum, maybe people would have input. Senator Bradley?
Great, yeah. Leadership councils as well have a position that's like a food rep. I'll talk to that part of them too, because it's with our food.
They have a meeting every other week, right?
They meet Thursdays at 4:15 in the NI conference room, so I'll just get
perfect. Thank you, Senator Bradley. The Fusion TV event is currently happening. That is why Director Rojas is not here. They're breaking it down right now. If any of you guys heard any feedback from your constituents or anything like that, I'd love to hear it. I'm curious what people thought of it. It was kind of a surprise for a lot of people to see that stuff up there, just out in the middle of everything, that right where they're walking. So if you guys hear anything positive or negative, please let us know, because we didn't really work the event, so we didn't get to see how students reacted to it, but we are curious. And then next week, myself, Speaker Texera, and Vice President Springmeyer will be meeting with President Johnson and Dr. Ellis for our monthly meeting. If you guys have anything you're working on you want me to discuss with them, just let me know. And that's all I've got for me. I have reports for Director Rojas and Deputy Chief Upton, if you would like those now.
Awesome.
Director Rojas, thanks to everyone who helped with Ally Week. Without you, I wouldn't have been able to do it. Fusion event was today. I hope everyone enjoyed it, took pictures, and registered to win the free MacBook. On October 11th from 5 to 7, we will be co-sponsoring an event with the Center for National Coming Out Day. It'll be a faculty staff meet and greet. Swing by, grab some food, and pick up one of the Ally buttons and just be an ally. Meeting with Patricia Richards soon to discuss gender in the bathroom some more. Diversity dialogues are happening on the following dates: October 13th from 3 to 4, November 10th from 3 to 4, and December 8th from 3 to 4, if you guys are interested in that. GSA's second annual Unity and Diversity Conference will be on March 29th from 6 to 9 p.m. ASUN will once again be a co-sponsor for this event at a much bigger level this year, by the way. Deputy Chief Upton's report. Good evening, Senators. This week was pretty calm. I met with Rachel Lucas to discuss the Sustainable Nevada Initiative Fund. We are meeting with John Sageville and David Dutra in the next couple weeks. They are the two who are going to help us structure the project, because both of them know a lot about these evaluations and how we can get the most from them. As for PAC-friendly business, I'm still in progress of recontacting businesses that never got back to us. I have heard back from BFF Cafe and met with Beefy's Restaurant, and both are on board. Last but not least, I'm meeting with the Campus Bicycle Committee at 11 a.m. on Tuesday, and I'll be texting Senator Smith and Blair to see if they are still willing to join. That is all. Thank you.
Are there any questions for President Booth? All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Moving to agenda item 7B, Vice President of the Associated Student Service for Mark.
What's going on, everybody? So last week, I attended the Title IX Coalition meeting where they discussed bringing Green Dot to campus. It looks like ASAT is going to be spending grant money to bring Green Dot to campus. A major concern that they do have is that the training for it is 4 days long for faculty and staff and 6 hours long for students. So they're still looking at scheduling dates for that in early January, but I'll bring more details to you guys back as those come in. PACFIT has officially began its research period. I worked with Director Moore from Inkblot to create a survey. I also met with several senators from the SSW committee to talk about different things that they want to do and kind of encompass their events in line with this. So it's under one umbrella campaign for the PACFIT. Essentially, it's promoting sexual health, physical health, and mental health. And all kind of aspects of that on campus. We're looking at bringing in athletics to help us with some of the promotional stuff. We'll also be tabling over the next couple weeks to get as much feedback from these surveys as possible. Basically, right now, we are going to be having prizes for participants. So if you participate in the survey, you can win either Beats headphones, a Fitbit, or a Hydro Flask. And until I actually have the items, though, I can't promote that. So I'm working on getting those as soon as possible so that we can start spreading the survey across social media. Once we get that feedback, we're going to begin developing the actual marketing materials themselves. And I'll have more stuff, more details on the events and different stuff as it comes along. We are going to be meeting bi-weekly on Wednesdays at 2:30, so if you're interested, talk to Senator Blair, talk to Senator Jordan, Senator Bradley, or Senator Berrigan about coming and meeting with us. Also, I've been working on the PAC Internship Grant Program along with President Boone. Applications are now open. We are waiting on getting back the marketing materials from Inkblot. It's kind of been back and forth, working with them, working with the Nevada Career Studio, making sure that everything is approved by everybody and falls in line. So, hopefully, the final flyer will be completed tomorrow, which will be spread all over social media. We'll have handbills and posters across campus. I'll also be going and talking to people about that as well. Usually what they do at the end of that event, at the end of the PAC Internship Grant Program, they have like a poster event where they display posters with students' feedback on the program and different stuff like that. So we're going to be using some of those posters to have kind of tabling events outside the Joe for students to walk by and ask questions on. So planning on doing that, and that is it for me.
Are there any questions for Vice President Krumeyer? Thank you. Moving into agenda item 7C, Chief of Staff Sebastian Alpienza.
Awesome. So first off, right off the bat, I want to thank Senator Green and Senator T. Jackson for helping with the Getting Involved workshop today. You know, there was only one person who showed up for it, but really, kudos to you guys. There was another one at 5:30, but since we're here, you guys couldn't do it. But we did have people from clubs and orgs and legislative affairs who also were there helping. As for the general internship app, as Director Beattie has said, once I do have those, I can get those out to all the different departments. So please just encourage, if you have friends who have applied, just to keep waiting. In the upcoming week or so, they should be contacted regarding interviews and the next process in the general internship app. For the university flags for downtown, the university designs, we've come up with three different designs, and Inkblot will have the proof to me by next Wednesday. I asked for a final deadline for next Wednesday so that I could show you guys all of the progress on those and what we're going to end up doing. As for PAC Fit Week, I also met with Inkblot to talk to them about them and what our part in Health Week will be, and then I've also been working with the Sexual Assault Week. I'll let Senator Bradley talk more about that, but what we're going to be doing with It's On Us and the partnerships that we have along with that. So that's all I have for this week.
Are there any questions? Thank you. Moving to agenda item 7E, Director, moving into agenda item 7F, Attorney General.
Hi guys, so last night I wrote an opinion on people who have had like technical issues posting their agendas online. In Nevada revised statutes for open meeting law, make sure you get all of your like physical agendas posted. Like that absolutely has to be done on time. But if you're having legitimate technical issues, that's fine if you're late. It's like the one exception for Nevada open meeting law. But just one of those things where, like, when it happens, let your direct superior know that you were not able to get it posted because something happened, and then get it posted as soon as you can after that. I would advise that you try to post them, like, the night before or, like, a few hours before so that you know that it's up. But I know that a lot of times those things kind of come down to the wire, so that just can't happen. But if you're late because something happened with the posting, you're going to be fine. Like, that's not against the rules. Everything that happens in your meeting is admissible. That is pretty much the biggest thing I did over the last 2 weeks. Just a lot of this is just giving advice and stuff like that. So people, like, if you have questions or if anything's going on and you're just wondering, like, kind of what direction you should take with something, if there's, like, a legal issue with it, just shoot me an email. I'll get back to you pretty quick. Does anybody have any questions about my opinion or anything like that? So.
Yeah, Sam.
Has the posting board and the ASR been fixed?
So, Senator Duvall?
I am working on that. I have approval from both the Dean of Public Business and Dr. Fowler for to get what they both can and sorry. All we need to do now is order them. You'll be seeing a legislation for that not next week, but the week after the social session.
Great. And again, like I said, after I got that opinion, it's not the biggest deal because we have enough posting locations, so we're still covered and everything's still admissible. So just, you know, when it gets passed, that'll be good.
So should be removed from all agendas that's not getting posted in the SRB right now?
Yes. But, I mean, if it should be removed that it's not being posted in SRB, but it just needs to be posted in the three places. That's the biggest thing, because that's the only stipulation in our House Open Meeting Laws that it has to be in three locations. So if we're saying that it's not in a third location, if we're not, like, we don't have to exclude that explicitly, because if it's not there and they have a question about it, they can go online and the agenda will be right there.
Are there any other questions for Attorney General Tushman? All right, thank you. Moving into agenda item 7G, Director of Programming, Casey Hurdle. And program review.
I can't.
Actually,
I don't actually hear. Hi, guys. So, as stated in Director Rojas's report, the American Aswalls were up today. Fun fact, we were the first campus to have them. So it's a really big deal for us, and it's really exciting. Whether you particularly agree with what was up there or not, it's a big movement and really important. And then, so for homecoming, I'm going to kind of reiterate what James said. Just be leaders. Like, we're expecting you guys. We're holding you guys to higher standards because you understand kind of where homecoming comes from. Team captain meetings are this Thursday and Friday, so I'll be seeing some of you there. And then Assistant Director Cannell has come up with the idea of dressing up as throwback characters to help market. So President Boone and Vice President Springmeyer are going to be Napoleon Dynamite and Pedro. And then Assistant Director Cannell and Max from Legislative Affairs are going to be Ron, Stoppable, and Kim Possible. So if any of you are interested, shoot me an email. It's amelia@asun.unr.edu. Other than that...
Which one was I?
You weren't on there yet. Oh, I know Dexter.
I was Dexter.
Oh, yeah. No, it's going to be Dexter. Speaker Dexter is going to be Dexter. So I hope you all are as excited for homecoming as we are. It starts the 17th with the talent show and then runs the homecoming game, obviously. Everything you need to know about homecoming right now is up on the website, nevadaasun.com/homecoming. If you have any questions, you're always feel free to email me. Please don't text me. Like, I know you have my phone number. Please do not text me. Email me. Email my programmers.
You guys
should get, like, a flip phone.
Burner phone.
Are there any questions for Director Programming? All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Moving into agenda item 7H, Director of Bluger, Kevin Mezick.
Good evening, guys. My name is Jake Henry, the Bluger programmer. I'm here today speaking on behalf of Mezick. So basically, two quick things that he wanted me to put out. First and foremost, what we have upcoming this week. So basically, we were working with athletics. We're trying to boost the turnout for the games for the next 3 days. It's the volleyball game, the soccer game, and the football game against Fresno. And so what we're doing is we've opened it up to all clubs and organizations. All the different members of each club and org can come into ASUN. We have some flyers printed out in there. They can grab the flyers. They put down their club and org name on the flyer. And during halftime, during each of the three games, they'll have the opportunity to turn in those flyers. And at the end of the three games, the total amount of flyers will be tallied up, and the club or organization that has the most amount based off, you know, their numbers, it's participation-based, will win the third annual Blue Crew Trophy, which is really cool. I'm sure you guys, most of you have heard about it. It's a really big, 5-foot tall, however tall it is, trophy. So it's kind of a cool thing to get clubs and orgs to get their members out there to go and support their wolf pack. In addition to that, we have BUNLV Week. We've started working on that. That's going to be a little over a month now out. We've scheduled out the 2 days before Thanksgiving break, so you leave that Thursday, and we're looking at the Monday and Tuesday of that week. Basically, it's tentatively planned right now. We're working with Inkblot to get the marketing done for it. We had our first meeting with them last week. But basically, look forward to around the 16th when the official schedule of October, the 16th of October, is when the official schedule for BUNLV Week is going to come out. We're sad to say we can't do the car smash this year. Apparently, they thought we were going to take each other out with the axes or whatever we had going on last year. But we do have a lot of fun events. Some of them are going to be football games where you can actually come out, meet the football players, compete in little games with them in front of the jail. Food giveaways. The tentative thing is the bonfire that we have planned, but then again, we have to speak with safety boards to get that approved. Either way, if that doesn't approve, we're going to have a night dedicated towards BUNLV Week. It's going to involve like a red clothing giveaway, donation, things like that. It's going to be really fun. I'm super excited to be working on it. And yeah, those are the two things that Kevin Bezic wanted me to put out. I don't know if you guys have any questions for Blue Crew at this time.
Do you guys have any questions? All right.
No? All right. Thank you so much for your time.
Moving into agenda item 7I, Director of Clubs and Organizations, Richard Long.
Hey everyone, so I'll keep it super short. This last meeting that we had on Friday, we proposed and approved a policy change to patch up the proxy and ASUN elected and appointed officials that I was mentioning to you. So that's going to head to, I believe, Senator Bond. Is that correct, Senator Jordan? So I'll be speaking with you about that shortly, and we'll make sure that goes through, and then you guys will be seeing it soon. So that was it for me. Any questions?
Have you talked about the not allowing other police officers to come speak at funding hearings and that?
Yeah, that's the policy that we just...
Okay. I'm sure you're letting me know. Is there any questions for him?
All right, thank you. Moving to agenda item 7J, Director of Legislative Affairs, Brian Charles.
Hey guys. So big week ahead for Legislative Affairs with Rock the Vote starting on Monday. I wanted to say thank you to Senator H. Jackson, Senator Vaughn, and Director Hurdle for offering to get dunked in our Dunk the Delegates event. It's going to be taking place from 11 to 1 on Monday. We still need three more people to get dunked, so that doodle poll is on the Facebook page. If you guys could sign up for that, that'd be great. We also need help taking it down, as the entirety of my department has class. So it'll be much warmer. There'll be food. Let me know if you guys want to do that. I also have some study guides printed out in the Office for Legislative Affairs. On Tuesday, we have Political Palooza, which is going to be huge. We have over 16 political candidates and campaigns who will be coming in and tabling in front of the KC. So please come by, grab some muffins, get some coffee, hang out with them. It's going to be a really good event. A democracy panel will be taking place in the Joe Theater from 3 to 4 on Thursday. We have a few different candidates coming in to speak to us. We'll have Devin Reese, Heidi Gansert, Kent Bailey, Amber Joyner, and Chip Evans. They're all going to come in and talk to us about different stuff that they're going to be doing should they be elected. So we will also have T-shirts and posters. We'll be having those by tomorrow morning, and we're going to be posting everything on social media, so make sure that you're sharing that event, getting it as much publicity as possible. We're also hosting a debate watch party for the second presidential debate in Orvis Room 102. We provide the food and drinks, and we have had some great collaborations with other on-campus organizations, so I hope that everybody can come check that out as well. And the last point that I'm going to discuss this evening is Wolfpack Smart Talks. We talked about it a little bit last week, but Wolfpack Smart Talks, it's nonpartisan. It's just an initiative the Department of Legislative Affairs is backing to educate students on different policies. So tonight is actually the first one. It's going to be climate change with a few different professionals in that field. So please come to Pennington Student Achievement Center, room 113 right after Senate, and kind of learn about that. Any questions?
Are there any questions for Director Charles? Perfect. Moving to agenda item 7, and Chief Justice Singh will pick it up.
Good evening, Senators.
How are you?
Great.
Good to hear. All right, so let me get to the right page here for you guys.
Just a couple of things. First, I'd like to thank you guys for we've been working on developing a little bit of legislation. I'd like to say thank you to Senator Makabala and Speaker Teixeira for his continued support on kind of some of the projects we've been doing. Other than that, right now what the council is working on is we're going to start up a small ad campaign that we talked about earlier is what is the Judicial Council? Just to kind of get the word out about what we are. We're going to put up a couple frames in the windows outside of our office, as well as maybe some handbills that would be awesome if you guys distributed and shared with your constituents. Another thing that's coming up quick is the presentation with Chairman Trachok of the Nevada NSHE Board of Regents, talking about the future of law schools and the future of law students. And that will be on October 14th at 3 p.m. in room 324. Last time we spoke, I didn't have a room. Room 324, just so you guys know. And that's about it that I have.
Are there any questions for Chief Justice?
Thank you, guys.
Moving into agenda item 7M, Speaker Pro Tem Hannah Jackson.
I really wanted to say thank you for everyone that helped with the town hall. This is something we've been planning since June, so it was really great to see it come to fruition. So shout out to Senator Duvall, Senator T. Jackson, Senator Fang, Senator Blair, Senator Berrigan, and President Boone, as well as Dr. Beatty. Thank you so much for all your help. Hopefully you guys saw it on the news. It broadcasted on Monday. Second of all, I had a meeting with Natalie from PAC Provisions, and we kind of brainstormed different ways to help raise awareness and promote the service. We also drafted an email to get different clubs and organizations involved in PAC Provision. So if you guys have any ideas or want to get involved with that, please let me know. As Dr. Beatty said, we're finishing up those grade checks on those interns and the rest of the interviews. I invited all of them to come to the committee meetings and the Senate meetings. I see some of them in the crowd right now, so that's super exciting. Other than that, we're going to get them interviewed ASAP so we can get this thing started. So if you guys have any questions for me, let me know.
Are there any questions for Speaker Pro Tem Jackson? All right, moving into my report. So I was actually looking into sustainability efforts, and I saw this challenge that the University of California is doing. So I got to sign up for that, and I'm excited to see what comes from that. If you guys need nameplates or new name tags because something's wrong with them or you just never receive them, please email me by Friday. That'd be awesome. So I invited two people to come to Senate. One is the new dean from the College of Liberal Arts. She'll be here on the 19th. And then I also invited the coordinator for civic learning on campus, Stacey Muse. She deals with, we do the student side of engaging, and she does the faculty side of getting students engaged. So I talked to Sandy about this for a while, but when Caden left No Walls, in No Walls, it talked about getting civic learning to students because civic learning is a big part of the college experience. Civic learning is anything from kids going to like South America and cleaning teeth because they're like dental majors, or simply like getting people registered to vote. She's going to come here and talk about some ways that we can help her get faculty to push more towards civic learning. I'm going to start bringing more people in that push us towards civic learning. I'm going to bring in Mark Walker. He hasn't responded to my email yet, but I'm sure that he would love to come and speak to us. And then I also looked into getting iPads for our committee meetings. We use a lot of paper in our committee meetings and in our Senate meetings. So I'm thinking about trying to work with the SAS and different things to make sure that we don't print off a ton of minutes or a ton of agendas when people could be using their laptops or iPads. Are there any questions for me? All right, thank you. Moving into agenda item 8A, Chair Committee on Academics, Senator Anderson.
So the major research fair is coming up on Tuesday in Joe Ballroom C from 11 to 3. So everyone can come and stop by. There's going to be a lot of great faculty and student presenters talking about their fields and their research and whatnot. It's going to be a really fun, easy flowing event. So.
Are there any questions? Who are you to agenda item 8B, Chair Committee on Budget and Finance, Senator Fang?
So this past Friday, we had the pleasure of doing our financial review on programming at BLF. So if you have any more questions about those expenditures, I'll try my best to answer them. And Also, I'd really appreciate it if one or two more senators could sit on my committee, because we're at the bare minimum of 7 right now. We meet on Fridays at 4 p.m.
We can talk about that in Senate committee changes. Are there any questions for Senator Fang? Moving into agenda item 8C, Chair Committee on Civic Engagement, Senator Green.
Okay, I have a bunch, so get prepared. So this weekend, there's a bunch of different volunteer opportunities in the community, and I just wanted to point out two. So the Center for Reducing Diversity has two giant ones going on, one giant one going on and one semi-giant one going on. So the first one is this Saturday. It's the National Indian Education College Showcase, and that's from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. It is a game day, but it's right before the game. The game just starts at 4:30, so people can still go. One of the reasons that I think we as students in it should go is because it's our job to reach out to the different diverse students and the different diverse groups and make sure that they know that that we're here. And they were looking for 140, and while that's a lot, I think that we could help supplement them with a little, because they have like none, and at the event Saturday. And there's going to be students who are coming from all over the country to come to this event. So I was wondering if any senators or anybody, officers, could go from any time from 9 to 4. And it's not the whole time. There's different shifts.
Senator Jacoby, Senator Blair, Senator Blair.
It's right here on campus. It's not hard to get. It's extremely hard to get to. And you don't have to volunteer all day. So
Senator Bradley volunteered as well.
Cool. Just sign up on GivePulse. And thank you guys. And then the other one is on Monday. During the, Athletics also is on GivePulse now. They're asking for help on Sunday after the game to help get them back to stadium. And I told them I would tell people about that. But the Student Center for Cultural Diversity also has another one on October 10th. Well, so this Monday from 9 to 1 p.m. It's students learning about college. And it's middle schoolers and high schoolers from across Reno coming to learn about college and get interested. And it's from 9 to 1. And they're all 1 hour shifts, so you can do all four if you want. That'd be pretty cool. So I was just wondering if anyone would go to that, because they need more people as well.
When is it?
Monday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Senator Jacoby? Senator Mark Bowie?
And then just talking about the 1 hour challenge. And Oversight, it was asked, what do you guys want us to wear, or what I thought would be a good thing to wear at all these events. So if you guys signed up for the 1 hour, 100 hour challenge, I think it'd be pretty cool, because they're trying to get more pictures and they're trying to spread that all around the campus. So please wear those. If it comes down to it, just wear your senator shirts or something ASA related. The director of the Joe, Chuck Price, told me to talk about the present. There's a ballot initiative forum on Wednesday, October 12th in the Joe. It's in the theater. They're just presenting the ballot initiatives. So, and it's free parking in West Stadium from 6 to 8, so you don't have to worry about a place to park.
What is that?
It's Wednesday, October 12th, from 6 to 8, and it's in the Joe Theater. Other than that, I just wanted to give out to the shout out to people on the leaderboards. Richard Long, Director Long, is still in the lead for most community service donated. And Margaret Duvall is catching up. She's fourth now. She used to be ninth. So I'm hoping that more senators could be up there.
All right. Are there any questions for Senator Green? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 8D, Chair Committee on Government Operations, Senator Green.
Just that everybody's doing great and all the deadlines you have to hit. Full updates on Friday. That's it.
Alright, moving into agenda item 8E, Chair Committee on Public Affairs, Senator Small.
We're still working on Veterans Breakfast, and we found out that the Veterans Services Department will be putting on a flag retirement ceremony at the Joe at noon on that same day. And Senator Berrigan spoke with Blind Onion today, and it looks like we will be going there to host the event once again on November 10th. It'll be between 11 and 2. we're still going to finalize the times and location, but that's what it's looking like right now.
Senator Grubbe?
Just a heads up, make sure that you also talk to Joe Scheduling for London.
Yeah. Thank you.
Are there any other questions? All right. Moving to agenda item 8F, Chair Committee on University Affairs, Senator Riley.
Hi, so the Committee on University Affairs is going to be working on a lot coming up. I'm really excited about it. Chief of Staff Hawkins mentioned it's on a campaign. We have a lot planned for it. We're going to do a one-day event this semester that really kind of kicks off, starts our social media campaign with it. We're talking with Inkblot, as well as the Packed Fit program. We just kind of incorporate that all in there. I'm going to talk to Vice President Springmeyer about the Green Dot training, if we can kind of put the It's On Us campaign, like, paired with that, because I think that would be a great opportunity to keep that as a thing running on a campaign. That event this semester will be essentially like an open forum, kind of open panel kind of event. There's been a lot of discussion about sexual assault on campus recently, so I just really want to hit that hard and have students be able to talk about it and things. And that we'll also be having the logo done up soon. I'm going to talk to athletics about us being able to use the ones that are like on our polos there, because I think it would look really nice to have like a really noticeable Nevada logo right on the front under the It's On Us. And then we'll start getting buttons and ribbons and things like that, getting people to pledge. Our goal is 1,000, but I think we can kill that in the first week. I really want to see us really pushing for this campaign. And I think that reaching out to clubs like SAS and the Sex Pause Club, everything like that, will just be really amazing. Other things the committee is working on is our outreach event. We're going to be talking about it, finalizing it, a date and a type of event to speak in our meeting tomorrow, and some other parts. Oh, but there will be, for the It's On Us campaign in the spring, we'll do a full week of events. We're just going to do one kind of introductory one this semester and then a full week in the spring. As well as gift polls, we're going to be working with the residence halls. I mentioned this last week, but I'm going to be talking with the director of Res Life about having RA programs being required to be put on to gift polls when they're community service based. So I'm going to be talking with Amy as well. So if you guys have any questions, just let me know. And if you want to help with It's On Us, just let me know, because I know a lot of you guys are really excited for it. So.
Senator Green?
I don't, through the speaker, to Senator Bradley. Have you talked to any, like, of the clubs downtown, because I think it'd be really cool if you got some of the clubs to, like...
Senator Bradley?
Through the speaker to Senator Green. So we're also talking about, we're having a dialogue about talking with, like, the Holland Project about maybe the Poetry Slam in the spring, really working on that Campus to the City initiative. I think this would be a cool way to really pair with that. If you have any, in particular that you know of, just, like, send them my way, so we're totally open for as many people to get on board with this as possible.
Are there any further questions? Moving to agenda item 8G, Chair Committee on Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness, Senator Blair.
So our Wolfpack Wellness Project is going along pretty well. Went to the SAUB meeting today, so it has been approved. So that's going to be next Thursday, October 13th, from 11 to 2. So that's going to be like 10:30, breakdown will be around 2:30. I'll be putting up on the ASUN Facebook polls if any of you guys want to help table for that. ASU1, we're just going to be giving out little flu packages. So what we have in those flu packages are going to be emergencies, a hand sanitizer, like those like hand wipes you get at like restaurants and stuff like that. We're looking at prices for that, tissues and cough drops. So I will be looking up those prices tonight, and we'll have a meeting on Tuesday to approve those items.
For myself, we approved favorably of Mr. Sharp, and you will hear from him in about 5 minutes. Yeah, and so we're moving to agenda item 9, comments and announcements. Are there any comments and announcements at this time? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 11, the nomination of Kyle Sharp to be Assistant Director for the Department of Legislative Affairs. Director Charles, do you have anything to say before we hear your candidate?
I mean, other than the fact that Kyle's already been in the department, so he's very familiar with the inner workings of everything that we do, I feel very confident with Kyle in the position of Assistant Director, simply because there's nobody better to take my place if I'm unavailable to make meetings.
Senator Grubbe?
Through the speaker to Director Charles, he's currently Policy Director, correct? Or a
Project
Policy Director?
Project Director.
Project Director.
Okay. Mr. Sharp, if you'd like to join us at the table and give your presentation.
I want to be the next assistant director of legislative affairs. I guess I'll tell you guys about what I want to do and why I want it. I'll start with why I want to be assistant director. Eventually, I want to be the director of legislative affairs, and so I think this is a great opportunity for me to go in, be as active as possible, help the department in any way I can, and just prepare myself for being director next year. As far as what I'm going to do, starting, I developed a plan for the interns. Each member of legislative affairs will have an intern. Each intern will shadow the member that they want to then move into the position. So what I want to do with our interns is not just have them be our intern for a year and then just leave. I want to have interns that can take the positions next year and actually make the department become stronger and stronger each year. So I want to make sure that each intern is following somebody that they want to serve in next year. I want to make sure that all interns are going to the legislature with us next coming semester. I also want to make sure that the interns are going to plan one event aside from anyone else in legislative affairs. They're going to plan their own event each semester. It's going to be a big scale event, just like what we do with Rock the Boat, anything like that. And it's going to be totally their event. I'll oversee it, but I'm not going to give them any help on it. So that's my plan for the interns. There are more things, but I don't need to go that in depth. As far as what I'm going to do as assistant director, I'm going to oversee everything that happens in the department, make sure that all of the people below me are doing their part, and make sure that if they need help, I'm there to help them. I want to make sure that our department has continued direction with what we're doing, that we don't go stagnant. Also, I was the one who started the Wolfpack Smart Talks. I'm going to be continuing that, making sure that we're having one every other week, or if not every other 3 weeks, just throughout the year. I want the students to be educated on policy that matters, on issues that matter. And I just want to continue the things we're doing with the department and make our lobbying experiences next semester as effective as possible so that we can pass legislation that helps the university. Does anyone have any questions?
Are there any questions for the candidate? Seeing none, we ask that you leave the room, although you do not have to, for an evaluation meeting.
Thank you.
I'm seeing a motion. Senator Bergen.
I move to nominate Kyle Sharp to be the assistant director for the Department of Legislative Affairs. I move to approve the nomination
of Kyle Sharp.
Of Kyle Sharp for the position of assistant director of Legislative Affairs.
So is there a second? Senator T. Jackson.
Second.
Is there any discussion on the candidate? Senator Kirby.
Yeah, the only thing I'm going to say is, frankly, he's already done quite a bit in the department. He's moving up into positions that he should absolutely serve well in. And if this is Director Troll's decision, I think he did a great job.
Is there any dissent to Mr. Sharp?
No.
Senator Bergen, did you have something?
No.
Okay. Seeing none, we'll move into a roll call vote.
Senator Bergen?
Aye.
Senator Blair?
Aye.
Senator Bond?
Aye.
Senator Bradley?
Aye.
Senator Tu?
Aye.
Senator Cook?
Aye.
Senator Crooks?
Aye.
Senator Krupe?
Aye.
Senator Duvall?
Aye.
Senator Eschenbaugh?
Aye.
Senator Fang?
Aye.
Senator Green?
Aye.
Senator Henderson?
Aye.
Senator H. Jackson?
Aye.
Senator T. Jackson?
Aye.
Senator Jacoby?
Aye.
Senator Jordan?
Aye.
Senator Kohler?
Aye.
Senator Makabalu?
Aye.
Senator Smith?
Aye.
Senator Yorkity?
Aye.
All right, motion carries.
All right. He's on his way out. Congratulations, Mr. Sharp.
Thank you.
I, Kyle Sharp,
do solemnly swear or affirm
that I will support the Constitution of the Associated Students.
That I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation. Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
Thank you. 20, WTF Nevada, Center Berrigan.
So I actually just got an email at 5:25 asking me what time I'm available this week to meet with Inkblot. So although I did meet with Inkblot earlier today for a different event, I will be meeting sometime later this week to completely basically rebrand the whole WTF Nevada and set up the plan to tackle that. So once I meet with them really later in the week, I will update you guys with the next time meeting and what the course of action is.
Does anyone have any questions for Senator Bergen or suggestions? This might be an idea, but we were talking about today, President Boone and I, we don't have a presence on Yik Yak, and like, not a presence necessarily, but like someone monitoring to see if anyone has a problem with ASUN. Although it might not be that helpful, it still might give you some avenues into what people are looking for. Senator Bergen?
Do people still use Yik Yak?
I don't know. But Senator Bradley?
I know the president do a lot of stuff.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's up to you, but like, it might help you out a little bit on things to do because WTF Nevada, like, I don't know. People don't know it's out there. They kind of use Yik Yak as their WTF Nevada. Are there any questions for Senator Bergen? All right, moving to agenda item 20B, Senator Reports. If we want to start with Senator Urquidy and go this way.
Well, big week. I've contacted about 5 people for the majoring career fair, and I don't know if you've gotten back to me. I did most of the majoring, so I'm still waiting on that. It may stop 6 days. But besides that, not much. I haven't talked to my dean lately, so I'm going to try to schedule an appointment.
All right, Senator Cook.
Well, I don't really have anything to report on. I'm still kind of getting the hang of being a senator, but I've gone to a few committee meetings and getting like stuff assigned to me, so I'm just working on that.
Awesome. Senator Smith.
Cool. We had the meeting with the dean last week, and then this week I met with Jim McClanahan. So we're kind of discussing kind of like some of the things in the PAC internship grant program, and I'm going to be reaching out soon, and going to more in depth with that, and then also just the projects with the things. So.
I know we sponsored TEDx, and the College of Business is kind of hosting it this year. Are the senators going to have are you guys going to have a play in that this year? Do you guys know?
How
are you guys going to like work with President Boone?
So myself and Vice President Springmeier actually sit on the team for TEDx. There is no presence in terms of senators, but student tickets are $30 this year if you guys want to get that out. We really want a big student presence. There was one last year, and this year is expected to be even bigger. We sponsored it at the $15,000 level, and the only other people that have done that ever is the College of Business, so we are the premier sponsor for the event.
Senator Fang.
So last week I got to get a tour of the mall shop from Deputy Bay, and we kind of discussed kind of like a resolution to help encourage faculty to shop at the mall shop more and also to get their textbooks in sooner. And Council told me that if any other senators want to take a tour of the mall shop, he'd love to show them around.
Senator Chu.
So as the liaison for Campus Police, Career Studios, and the Counseling Center, and the Tutoring Center. I did reach out to all of them. I'm getting a tour of the campus police facilities next week, and no one else got back to me.
All right, Senator Blair.
So the Countertop Hall is going to be next Monday the 10th at 6 o'clock, so we're pretty excited about that. Chris and I, or Senator Bradley and I, are setting up a meeting with our dean just to start discussing ideas with him. And I wanted to bring up an idea to him about a new captain class that we really have for seniors, and it'd be like interdisciplinary and his idea. So it was recommended to me to actually talk to Dean Payne about that. So that's what I'm working on.
Cool. Senator Mockenbauer?
So me and Chief Justice Burkett kind of talking the direction that the judicial branch should be taking, and so the next couple of weeks there's going to be a couple pieces of legislation. Changes in the staff, stuff like that.
Awesome. Senator Kohler?
So me and Senator Henderson recently met with the Director of Undergraduate Research last week, and we officially have our first Undergraduate Research Forum meeting coming up this Thursday in the Lac Salt Mining Engineering Building from 3:20, or 3:16 at 5:30. So it's going to be a fun little meeting to get help students get paired with mentors if they're working on applying for research-related grants and things like that. So,
Senator Bond?
I met with Sandra Rodriguez and Phil Sharp from the Communications Department about legislation involving department-based organizations, and we kind of hit a wall with it due to President Johnson saying, and it's a long story, but anyway, I expect to see legislation for that on the table in 4 years. Oops. But the next charity spotlight's out, and it is for Path to Independence, and I'll read the description on it. Path to Independence is a 2-year non-degree inclusive post-secondary certificate program for students with intellectual / developmental disabilities at the University of Nevada, Reno. It offers an inclusive college experience to students with IDD who would not normally have access to college, and they said that they're always open to having tutors for those students, so if you want more information on that, just go ahead and contact me, but I'm really excited about that. Expect that in the ASUN, what is it?
Newsletter.
Newsletter coming out soon.
Senator Jackson, do you
know? So, meeting with Dean Mosher was great, seeing what his vision for the college business in the future was like and how it kind of aligns with what myself, Senator Smith, and Senator Duvall's overarching plan is looking like. Also, I'm going to meet with Director Hurdle on Friday, hopefully, talking about future policy changes within the SAS in terms of programming, and still trying to get in contact with Multicultural Greek Council as well as university libraries in terms of liaison position.
Senator Kirby?
Yeah, so main thing I've been trying to do is help with pushing out information about advising. College of Engineering doesn't really read by major, so just trying to push all that information out and make sure that everyone's doing that. Other than that, I don't really have senator-specific things, but parliamentarian-related things, been getting a lot less questions, so though that makes me really sad, it also makes me really happy because you guys are getting it. So keep doing well with that.
As for College of Education stuff, I've really just been going to the major specific clubs within the College of Education, like the U of NEA, the College of Education Student Council, and the HTFS club, and trying to see if there's any way that I can support them. One thing that they have asked me is if I could reach out to you guys and ask you if there's ever an opportunity, if you guys have clubs within your college that you'd want to partner up with, either the U of NEA or College of Education Student Council, to either do a big community service event or something to get a lot of students together. So if you have any ideas for that, please let me know.
All right, Senator Green.
I've been really working on the GiftPulse push. All I see is GiftPulse now. I've been talking to the Joe about GiftPulse a lot, and I went to the top of the meeting yesterday. I gave out 30 forms, and I didn't get one back, which is good, which means they took them home. I actually got 21 back signed, and I gave those to Chris Cartridge. Other than that, I'm working with Amy on different ways we can work with helping you be getting people signed up on GiftPulse, because from President Johnson to Dr. Ellis has been has had interest in seeing get pushed.
So how many did you get back?
21.
Senator Jordan?
I met with Director Fitzsimmons yesterday from Lombardi. We're going over some usage data for Lombardi to it's part of the PACBIT program that Streamlight talked about earlier. We're going to be going over some demographics in the next couple weeks, see the specific at-risk population we want to target moving forward with this campaign.
Senator Eschenbach?
Working on the Veterans Breakfast more, and I'll be meeting with Chai Hood from Veterans Services next week to discuss what they would like to see from students and to get some other things clarified.
Senator Henderson?
Just more
working a lot on the major and research fair. Really excited about that. It's going to be a great event. And then also just brainstorming some more things that the committee and myself can do to, like, impact students, such as maybe having, like, an A2N study night where we bring, like, provide snacks and whatnot, just to kind of, like, show even more support for our constituents.
Senator Crooks.
So I reached out to the most, like, enthusiastic journalism professors that I could think of, and a couple of them, I'm going to meet with them, and they're going to come to the major and research fair, and I'm very excited about that. So I'm excited because they're two of my favorite professors. I also went to a couple of journalism classes and kind of took a poll of things that they'd like to see in the J school, and one of the things that they wanted to see is a Snapchat filter. So I reached out to some of the graphic design students, and so we're going to collaborate on making a big school Snapchat program.
Senator Jacoby?
For government operations, I'm meeting with a representative from the financial aid office to review the ASLIN scholarships, just to go over any discrepancies and just ask what they have on file, whether or not the scholarships are being used, or any possible new ideas for scholarships. Know of any discrepancies, or you have any ideas on what you think would be a solid scholarship to add to the SAS and through the financial aid office, please contact me before Monday. I also plan to contact Vice President Strudmeyer about volunteering in one of the Green Dot. Green Dot was actually a large part of my campaign platform, so it's great to see that that's happening. And then I spoke to a few classes about the intern program.
Senator Duvall.
Okay, so we have a meeting with the Dealer College Business now. I'm also met with Legal Services today to review with them in the SAS to see if there's anything we need to change or update for government operations. And then I have been working on the bulletin board of the Senate of the District and ordering that. I did want to mention that they will both be locked bulletin boards, so we will change the way we post them a little bit. It will be easier for you guys. For the NSRA, you can either drop a hard copy to the fourth floor desk or email the facilities manager. You can just email him, which would be cool, but I love it. And then for the Pennington, you can, Dr. Furr called him to have a help desk in that area anyway, so you can just give them a hard copy, and I'm going to try and see if there's a way to get them as well.
So do you know how it's going to work if we email, like, if, because we have to have it up by 9 a.m., do you know, like, if they're going to be able to get it up by 9 a.m.?
What he'll do is he'll just forward it to whoever is working at the front desk, and they will print it out and post it to the front desk.
Dr. Beattie?
Quick question. We'll have to look at without meeting law, but I believe they require your signature and a time that they will put out. Now, that being said, the state of Nevada and the university are now accepting electronic signatures, so that may be okay. There's just something to keep in mind when you do it. Are the cases going to have locks, or are they going to have key codes?
Senator Duvall?
They're going to have locks.
Senator Speaker, Director.
So maybe they have, here, folks have a set of keys, and we have a set of keys, and then we'll have to figure out where we check them out from here, like maybe we keep them in Central Station, or but the logistics.
Any questions for Senator Duvall? All right. Senator Bradley?
So I've been very busy this week. So for Kavner, like Senator Blair mentioned, we have Kavner Town Hall on Monday, where I'm going to be talking about the future of Kavner. We've also got Kavner on Facebook, so that's cool. We have a group with all of the students who are in Kavner. We're really trying to push for the clubs to start using that as a platform for them to advertise their events to students who are actually in their college, because I know from experience that it's really hard to hit that target of just students that are in Kavner when you just share a post. So if there's an actual page, that's really fun to them and us, and it helps us a lot with marketing for this event that we have coming up on Monday. For the It's On Us campaign, I did that in my university affairs update, but like I said, come to me if you have
any ideas, I would love like collaboration with a lot of people because I know this is a hot topic on campus right now. As for RHA, I've just been trying to work with both the outreach board, and I'm going to be actually talking to the president soon, about just having a friendly working relationship with them throughout the year, and partnering with some events later on down the road. For SSW, I had the pleasure of talking with counseling services. If you have the opportunity to talk with them, they are great people. They are so willing to work with us. They're going to be actually bringing puppies and dogs and yoga and just the whole nine yards to our event next Thursday. So they're really great people. Going to be working with the PACFIT program a lot with the marketing aspect and just kind of working under Director Moore about, you know, where we see that going. And for homecoming, I'm going to be talking with our arboretum board about us doing a planting, tree planting with them and just kind of touching base of, you know, where that dialogue has gone.
So right now I know that there is a tree planting set up for that Friday morning from 8 to 12. Homecoming participants will be in it, but maybe just explain that.
Sarah Bradley.
Yeah, so I'm just going to send like a reminder email, kind of touch base with her, CC Director Hurdle on it, just to, because I do have a relationship with the chair. So just kind of touching base with a lot of people, and it's been a busy week, so.
With
that RHA connection, I would love to have a meeting with the people that we've had before and also include Natalie from PAC Provision. She's really interested in meeting with RHA and all of us. So if we want to start an email thread.
Senator Bergen.
So I've had a lot of stuff going on this week. Also, I met today with Inkblot to get promotional material for the Wolfpack Wellness Project, and Brittany Blair was kind enough, Senator Blair was kind enough to come with me and make sure that we asked all the proper questions. I also met afterwards with the blind meeting today to get a quote for the veterans, quote unquote, veterans breakfast, which is more of a veterans lunch, which we determined would more accurately benefit the veteran population instead of a breakfast. I was gone last week recruiting students for the College of Science, but now that I'm back, I'm going to continue to connect the ball with fellow Senators Michael Bogg and Senator Payne to continue working out the logistics for our College of Science Service Project. And I will have a WTF Nevada update for next week and after I meet with them. So, that's it.
All right. We'll now move into agenda item 21, comments and announcements. Any comments and announcements at this time? Senator Fang?
I'm sorry, can we move back to Senate Committee changes
after I do have one comment or announcement. I'm putting on an event on Sunday. It's called the ISC Benefit Dinner. It's for St. Jude. All the proceeds go to it. It's $20. It's unlimited chicken parmesan and spaghetti and marinara, breadsticks, and salad. It's formal attire. If you guys want to buy a ticket, come see me afterwards. Senator Green?
I just wanted to touch on something that you said. Senator Eschenbaum, there's actually a veteran fraternity on campus that would be super interested in helping you. They're national. Omega Delta Sigma is a national fraternity, and their national president is actually a student at this university. So I could put you in contact information with him. And Senator Henderson, if you're looking for a good project, the Joe does a 24-hour study hall, and I'm sure they'll be more than happy to co-sponsor with the ASU one.
All right. Now we're going to move back into agenda item 11D, Senate Committee Changes. So, Kyle, your meeting is Friday at 4, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, Budget and Finance is Friday at 4. They have the minimum of 7 senators. Friday at 4 is pretty open for a lot of people. If I could sit on a committee, I would, because that's the best committee.
One of clarification.
Senator.
If a senator left, does that also mean that it's who left? I'm confused. Because
Senator Fang, how did you go down in numbers?
So basically, when this year, this semester started, I think there were 2 senators that couldn't make the meeting time anymore. Mm-hmm.
So doesn't that also, sorry, point of clarification, doesn't that also mean that those 2 senators have to join?
They did. So that happened at the first meeting back. Is we just changed everyone, or actually it wasn't the first meeting, it was like the fourth meeting. We just changed everyone around in the committees. He's just been at seven for a while, and he's seen that it just doesn't really work out very well for him. So if you're open Friday at four, would you like to join his committee? Senator Chu?
So you can be on one and two committees?
Yes. Okay. So do you want to move? Do you want to be budget?
Yeah.
Okay. Senator Kirby?
I move to place Senator Chu on the Committee of Budget and Finance to unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Anyone, Senator Raven, do you want to move?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Senator Jordan? Senator Kirby?
I move to place Senator Jordan on the Committee of Budget and Finance to unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. All right. We will now move into agenda item 21 or 22, public comment. Is there any public comment? For your
Hello, everyone. So right now we are packing up and putting away the Fusion Wall. I hope that you all got a chance to go like interact with the display. But as soon as this meeting is over, if you don't have anything, we can really use some of your help. We have like four of us out there trying to like put everything away, and if you look at me, I'm not very strong. I can't really help that, but so we could really use some help out in Gateway Plaza. So please, if you're not doing anything, please come help us, and we'd really appreciate it.
President Moon? Is there any other public comment? Director Rodriguez?
Sure. You know, on the whole tree situation, I guess we want to start ourselves a tradition. Maybe an outgoing project for every Senate would be to plant a tree. That would probably run you somewhere from $100 to $300, depending on the tree in and of itself. And it's something you can write into the statutes. It's not a whole lot of money out of the budget, and you leave something behind that you can come visit 10, 20 years down the road. So think about that.
So
in regards to the interns, the second round of interns has just been sent to Sebastian, Chief of Staff, Hacienda. And so he'll be going through those and getting those up. There were like 12 new people, so there should be enough interns now for all the slots. So there shouldn't be anyone showing up like. So that was good. Anyone who's planning on attending the undergraduate research forum, bring ideas. Director Mensing he's got some ideas now. He's going to ask some questions. But think about it and ruminate. What do you think the biggest challenges or fears or obstacles are to students in that area? And we know partnering with a mentor is one of those things. But he's just looking for more ideas so he can put some things together. He may be inviting different professors that have mentored students to come to each one and do something different. But he's still exploring how, he's got several meetings set up, but he's still exploring the best ways to serve the students that want to, you know, get involved in undergraduate research. So just think about some ideas before that.
Any other comment? Senator Keating.
When does the application for the other engineering center close?
Glad you asked. So it closes Thursday, tomorrow. We only had it in the Sage Brush once. We thought it was going to be in there for the second time, but it didn't make it. So this last Monday it was in there, and we're good to go. All right, is there any other further public comment?
I'm going to talk to the Joe about Get Plus.
Senator Green. All right. I adjourn this meeting at 6:51.